Brian Houseworth with the Director of the Missouri Department of Transportation, Patrick McKenna. Mr. McKenna, you just got done testifying before the Joint Committee on Transportation. Your agency has had some cuts. In fact, you have cut, as I heard you, about $360 million in advertising. Did I hear that right?
Well, what we've done is we've done several things, including delaying advertising of about $360 million of construction projects. We haven't canceled those. That's a delay. We're just taking a cautious approach until we see the full impact of the declining revenue during mostly the April and May periods of time. A lot of people don't realize that there is a significant lag between the economic activity and the recorded revenues. So that's still working its way through. We're off budget right now by about $45 million. We anticipate that that'll grow to as much as $100 million. The $360 million worth of construction projects, most of that money is federal money. So the scale of this might seem a little disproportionate, but if you consider we have about $30 million of state money in that 360. So we've also taken other measures to slow spending, to reduce hiring at the moment, for our entire team participating in shared work on a reduced work week and having availability of the CARES Act benefits as well.
Patrick, I know you've got to run, but I think in a nutshell, it sounds to me like the COVID-19 pandemic has had between a $45 and a $100 million impact on your agency. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the 32-hour week I heard Chairwoman Ruth ask about?
Yeah, that's a shared work program we applied through the Department of Labor. The shared work is intended to save jobs and save payroll. So doing that, reducing the work week down to 32 hours is a 20% reduction in hours, a 20% reduction in pay. And as an agency, as an employer, we were able to apply through Department of Labor. So on behalf of our employees, those that are enrolled in that program have access to unemployment insurance and the CARES Act benefit. So we believe that's going to minimize or eliminate the financial strain on our team while saving $15 to $20 million in state road fund payroll dollars for the taxpayers.
I know you're going to be with the governor today and are very busy. Anything you want to add, sir?
No, thanks for your interest. I appreciate seeing you.